A reading from the book of Psalms. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He is girded with strength. He has established the world. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring, more majestic than the thunders of mighty waters, more majestic than the waves of the sea. Majestic on high is the Lord. Your decrees are very sure. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. The word of God for the people of God.
While the children are finding their seats, would y'all please pray with and for me? Loving God, creator of the universe and Lord of our lives and over your church, may the words that be said today be words from you. Through the hearing of your word, the singing of your praise, and your presence with us in this very room, may we have eyes to see and ears to hear what you have for our hearts and our lives today. Amen. Amen. So today we are ending our series that we've been going through in November of the four essential prayers. So we've talked about what it means to pray prayers of help, prayers of oops, prayers of thanks. And today we're talking about what it means to pray wow prayers. Wow prayers are those instances where we become breathless before the power and the majesty of God. And as Anne Lamott in her book, Help Thanks Wow, which the series is based off of, she defines wow prayers as when we are stunned to the place beyond words, when an aspect of life takes us away from being able to chip away, when all we can respond is wow. They're prayers of wonder, and they are a prime example of how we are not in control because we can't control when or how they happen. The very nature of astonishing moments is that you can't plan for astonishing moments. Just as with all of our forms of prayer, wow prayers require us to acknowledge our lack of control in this world in order to allow for God's activity in and through our lives. Now, if I'm being honest with you all, I was initially a little uncertain when I realized that I would be talking about wow prayers today, because I am a champion at crying out for help. I do that all throughout the day. And I'm also willing to admit my own mistakes and shortcomings and willing to give thanks for what I have in my life. I get those concepts of prayer. But with wow prayers, that's a whole other category. Because whenever I think of wow moments, my mind immediately goes to stories in the Bible, and especially stories like Moses and the Israelites crossing the Red Sea and reaching freedom only by the hand of the Lord. It's easy to read those stories and to recognize the activity and the power of God. And just as the Israelites danced and sung and praised God's mighty acts, they're a prime example of what it means to stand in amazement before our God's sovereignty. Yet in my day-to-day life, I usually don't walk across Candler Lake with enemies pursuing me in between classes. But instead, I live a pretty ordinary life. And I would say that many of you out there might say the same thing. And in a world of ordinary moments, where do we find moments that take our breath away? Moments that leave us amazed at the beauty of creation and at the majesty of God. Those simple moments are all around us, but they're much more difficult to see than miraculous occurrences. When I think of one of my biggest wow moments in my life, I think of a trip I took a couple summers ago to Colorado. Now, instead of flying, me and a friend decided, spur of the moment, to do a road trip of 20 hours in a Volkswagen Beetle over 2.5 days. And so we load up, and I had the privilege on that trip to see a small glimpse of the beauty of the landscape here in America. We pass through the wide mount forests of Kentucky and over the great Mississippi River. And we also pass through the plains of Kansas. But the whole time my mind was set on reaching those Rocky Mountains. Having grown up in the Appalachian Mountains, I was a girl with a special place in my heart for the woods. And so as soon as we hit the Colorado border, I was on the edge of my seat in the passenger seat, looking for those mountains through the windshield. And I waited, and I waited, and I waited. Because unbeknownst to me, it had been raining for the past week out there. And so a thick fog, similar to that which we had this morning, descended, covering the mountains, hiding the snow-capped beauty, where all we could see was just an outline of the ridges. And so for the next 4 days, I would wake up in the morning, and I would run to the window to see if I could see the mountains. And they were still covered. And on the evening of the fourth day, we're walking out of Walmart, when all of a sudden, in the middle of the parking lot, I drop my bags and I just stare because the fog has lifted. And with the fog lifting, there before me were the 14,000 footer of Pikes Peak, covered in snow in the late May. And I stood there speechless, just with a big grin on my face, staring at the beauty of this mountain range before me. And as I stood there in the Walmart parking lot, everyone else seemed to walk by and laugh at me and look at me and think, oh, she must be a tourist. But in the midst of that, I couldn't understand how they could just walk by this majestic view. And in that moment, all I could say was, wow. There were no words, and it just showed to me God's hand in creation and his creativity. And just as in that encounter, Laura read for us this morning Psalm 93, which talks about nature manifesting the beauty of God's workmanship. It proclaims the majesty of God's rule and the sovereignty of God's throne. For the Lord is robed in majesty and strength, almost as if he is wearing armor. And in this enthronement psalm, which is fully making a declaration of the Lord's kingmanship for all eternity, for the Lord rules even of the most chaotic forces of nature, the mighty waters and the floods. And throughout this psalm and the entire Bible, creation testifies to the majesty and the splendor of our God. And if you look beyond the Bible, you don't even have to travel out to Colorado, but just look out the windows here, and you will see the beauty of God's craftsmanship that surrounds us. Here in Georgia, we are privileged to experience four, albeit not equally distributed, seasons where we're able to see the beautiful leaves of fall changing and the birth and new life that comes out in spring. And we may even get to see a dusting of snow in the winter. It's phenomenal. It's breathtaking. Wow. And I know that each of you have your own wow moments. And maybe some of you experienced a wow moment this week as we disrupted our busy lives to celebrate Thanksgiving. Times of disruption in our schedule often remind us of how little we control in life and remind us of the wonder of the life around us. And as we are quickly approaching the most known season of wonder and expectation, because Christmas is only 1 month away, and even here at the church, we will begin Advent next week, a time where we will be preparing our hearts and our lives to celebrate the coming of Christ. And yet in the busyness, I realize I often overlook the true meaning of this whole season. Truthfully, I become like the folks out in Colorado, where I walk around my daily life, having become numb to the purpose of Advent and to the power of the gospel story before us. Because as I was preparing this sermon, the biggest wow moment that I could think of, and I might go as far to say is the biggest wow moment for many of us in this room, is to think of the selfless, redemptive act of Jesus Christ, who, in the words of Philippians, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance of a human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. It's astonishing, absolutely unimaginable, that Christ, who possessed all power and authority in the universe, willingly gave that up and took on human likeness for our sake. The one who was present at the act of creation took the form of a helpless infant, took the form of one who had to be completely reliant on somebody else for his basic needs. Christ embraced our vulnerabilities, our limitations, and our weaknesses. But he not only bore our weaknesses, but he willingly submitted himself to death on a cross so that we could be reconciled back to God and be made whole. Because of all of this, he did it because he loved us and saw us as the beloved children of God. Wow. And through all of this, and through Christ's obedience and his sacrifice, Philippians 2 continues saying that God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And today in the church calendar, we celebrate Reign of Christ Sunday, in which we recognize that Christ is Lord of all, Lord of the world, Lord of the church, and Lord of our lives. Jesus came as a helpless babe, taking on human flesh. Yet Jesus rose from the dead, victorious over the bondage of sin and death. And now Christ has been exalted to reign as the ultimate king, the one whose majesty and glory fills the universe. For all of the earth worships Christ, singing praises to God's name. And Revelation reminds us that Jesus Christ is surrounded by constant praise of all living creatures who are constantly crying out before him, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And then John heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." I absolutely love reading Revelation. Not because I understand what's happening, because I'm clueless, but I love it because it is a beautiful reminder of what worship looks like and who deserves the worship. Passages like this can renew our hope, renew our strength, and most of all, renew our perspective on who Christ really is. The Lamb who deserves majesty and glory, blessing and power and honor. The same Christ who is worshiped in these hymns in Philippians and Revelation is the same Christ who reigns over the world today. Now, instead of Christ sharing in our weakness, we are now co-heirs with Christ, sharing in the power of his Holy Spirit. And because Christ is exalted, our lives here on earth are forever changed. We are no longer slaves to sin, but as believers, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, which empowers us to live our lives in such a way as to be partners with Christ. And although his kingdom has not fully been reached yet, we are still living in the kingdom. It's kind of like those Rocky Mountains again, where we are in the kingdom, and we know where we are, and we look around and we see an outline vaguely through the fog. But surrounding us is the fog of this world. The distractions, the struggles, the suffering, the questions. And they try to hide the kingdom. But even through all of that, it doesn't change the fact that the kingdom is ever present. And we have been charged to be co-laborers in bringing about the fullness of God's kingdom and reign on this earth. I don't know about you, but just the idea that the creator of the universe, the one who conquered death and rose again, the one who actively reigns over the entire cosmos, that Lord desires to partner with you and with me to transform the world for Jesus Christ. What more is there to say? Wow. And if we look around us, we can easily find ordinary moments in our everyday life that will spark wow prayers within us. It might be in a child's faith and innocence, or in a painted sunset of 1,000 colors over the Atlanta skyline, or in a relationship that you once thought was too far gone that has been reconciled and is renewing. And even in the simple ability to wake up this morning and have your lungs inflate with air once again. And looking through an eternal perspective of remembering who is in control, we begin to realize that those ordinary, everyday moments are actually moments where we can see God's hand at work. We have so many reasons to praise God and so many reasons for wow prayers throughout our everyday life. The question is, will we take the time to view them through a different perspective, through an eternal perspective? May it be so, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.